I spent 2 weeks in Guinea and 10 days in the Guinea forest region. And when you are there, when you go to villages, for instance, villages that were closed, who refused to talk to sensitization teams about Ebola, you understand that people really are facing incredible challenges. We ask them to change their cultures within a few months. Let me give you an example. When we ask them, when we manage to speak to them, they accept us, and we ask them to change the way they are burying their beloved people who died. It's an incredible challenge for them. When they are burying a lady, they are plaiting their hair, usually. This is not possible anymore, because we ask them not to touch the dead people. Not being able to plait the hair of your mother, of your sister, is a huge trauma. So my point is that we have to be very aware that community mobilization can be incredibly useful and is essential. It works at the end of the day. But this is not an easy process. It's a very difficult process. Why? It's because we are touching the deep culture of people and we are asking to change that. This is, in Guinea, this is even complicated by insecurity. There are really some huge security problems there. You might remember that in September, a sensitization team was killed for some reasons, but I could feel, you know, the sense of fear when you go sometimes to sensitize village. It is also complicated by the lack of dialogue between people and their authority. I was particularly concerned by the fact that there is definitely in some areas a real mistrust between people and their authorities. Why does it matter? Well, of course, you know, when you give messages on Ebola and when authorities, they are also tasked to give these messages, they are not listened, they are not credible.
And finally, the fact that after your recent trip to the region, you found that Guinea was lacking in many areas in terms of its infrastructure. What are the auguries going forward for dealing with Ebola and other forms of illness? It doesn't need to be Ebola.
First of all, when the situation is not going well in one of the three most affected countries, this is affecting the whole three countries. This is definitely clearly an epidemiological block. So that's something we have to keep in mind. Second, I found the response to Ebola given by all actors, not only UNICEF, I found it very, very robust, very strong. But I also could note that the challenges in Guinea are probably more difficult.
There's no national radio. There are fewer NGOs, organizations to put in place the community plans that you need.
Yes, there are probably 34,000 villages in Guinea. There is a lot of resistance. As you said, there is no radio that can cover the whole country. It's very difficult to leave Conakry and to go to the northern part of Guinea, for instance. It takes 2 full days on very bumpy roads. And again, I think it's a country that has to face daunting challenges. It's the biggest, it's the most populated, and we should not underestimate it, these challenges. There is no peacekeeping mission in Guinea. There are no military contingents, as in Liberia, who contributed to give a sense of security for, you know, new actors coming and responding to Ebola. So Guinea is not in this situation, and I think we should give to Guinea enough attention in the fight against Ebola. They are doing incredibly well. I was really impressed by a few people. I saw that UNICEF and others who are working absolutely long hours and no rest for months. I'm convinced that they should also get more support sometimes.